Good morning.
After reviewing last week's events, the mayor touched on the litter problem at DeLuna Park downtown and the apparent bad aim of some visitors.
And how much litter there is, in a sense, less than 50 feet from a trash can. Most all of our parks have trash cans in them. We put them there for you to dispose your trash. I mean, we want you to come use our parks. That's the idea.
Roughly 97% of the city's population live within a quarter mile from a park, according to Parks and Recreation. Dumping trash on the ground, says Robinson, causes at least two problems.
When you go there and you just dump out your car and then we have to clean up after it, it slows things down. Not only does it just leave the park in a bad position for the next person coming in, it just is not the way we want to present Pensacola. The second problem is it takes somebody else going in and pick it up.
Robinson announced that he'll host a town hall meeting in District 1, represented by Councilman P.C. Wu, on Wednesday, June 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Vickery Resource Center on Summit Boulevard.
These town halls have been important to me. We've been scheduling, but you know, sometimes there's a challenge getting up with the council member, and I've wanted to do this with each council member, so I appreciate PC, and we're looking forward to getting together on that date and being there for him.
This is the fourth town hall he's held since taking office. Previous ones were in districts 2, 5, and 7, and there have been numerous takeaways from each. The mayor is expecting a number of issues to be raised by District 1 residents.
One of the things that we've seen already has been talking about traffic, certainly on Langley. I think that's going to come up. Obviously, we're going to be right before the vote on the issue of the soccer fields. I think Scenic Heights, I've even talked to a couple of neighbors over there that did not really want to see the Y leave, but I think they realize it's not the city that's forcing the Y out. The Y is leaving, and the city's just trying to make the best of a bad situation and keep the Y somewhere in northeast Pensacola.
Pensacola's long-running issue with food trucks continues. Jerry's Bistro's food trailer has been shut down less than a week after opening because the city contends it did not have a business license.
We are looking at how we find things out about what's going on. Clearly, this exposed a little bit of a challenge that we had we did not anticipate. We're used to the fire marshal being alerted when somebody pulls a permit and they commence construction.
The Pensacola News Journal reports a complaint was filed against Jerry's by another business claiming the food truck was violating part of the National Fire Protection Association's code, outlining mobile and temporary cooking setups. That code became Florida law last year.
If a truck can just pull in and out and wherever, how does the fire marshal know to go look at it? I think what makes it a little bit more difficult is this new rule, and I'll be very clear. Our fire people did not set this rule anyway. We just obey the rules that come out. You know, when it comes to life safety, we're not going to mess with that. If that's the rule and the rule now says this, we're going to enforce what it says.
Elsewhere, Amy Lavoie began work Monday as the city's deputy chief financial officer after two decades with Escambia County, last serving as an interim administrator after the recent exodus of some of the county government's hierarchy. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.